You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference wraps up today. That annual gathering is when business leaders and policymakers tackle some of the state's major issues and challenges. The president of the University of Michigan, Mark Schlissel, is there, and he joins us. A recent report indicates the U of M, Michigan State, and Wayne State University are making major contributions to infrastructure improvement. Why was that report commissioned?
Sure. So each year, the University Research Corridor, the consortium of MSU, Wayne State, and University of Michigan, looks at a sector of the Michigan economy that's affected by our combined efforts around research and education. With the governor's focus this year on infrastructure, we thought it was timely to look at the university's contributions in this area. And we've defined that landscape pretty similar to how the governor's commission defined it, involving mobility, energy, communications, and water, and we took a look at what the universities are doing in terms of research and education of relevance to those areas.
I was looking at those areas. I see that the three institutions have conducted $1.64 billion in infrastructure related to research on those in the last 5 years in those four primary areas. Let's talk about water just a little bit. What kind of research is being done that's important to the state?
So amongst the three universities, you know, we're trying to understand best how to control the safety of water. So many of us are working on issues related to the Flint water crisis, for example. We're interested in working on the problem of runoff, non-point sources that end up polluting our water. We're interested in water levels and erosion around Lake Michigan, working with the communities that are along the lakeshore. So the idea is to do good scholarly research in an area of pragmatic importance to the state of Michigan. And water is a great example. A whole large fraction of the Michigan economy, tourism, manufacturing, even public health and safety depends on our water supply.
Mobility in the form of autonomous automobiles seems logical for Michigan, but how well can Michigan compete with the research that's going on in places like Silicon Valley?
Yeah, so that's the whole idea of our efforts around mobility is to make sure that the state of Michigan remains the home for innovation of human mobility. Imagine what our state would be like if that was lost to Silicon Valley or to Pittsburgh or elsewhere. I think our huge advantage as a state is we actually know how to build things, and we know how to build things at scale. If you look at some of the startup automotive companies, they're really enormously challenged about how to build computers with wheels at the scale that Detroit knows how to do this. Our research contributions, it's an area, of course, since the universities have grown up alongside the auto industry, where we've developed great strength through the years. It used to be material science, you know, and the kind of nuts and bolts of combustion engines. And now it's the computational controls that lead to autonomous mobility. Our great research strengths of all three universities. You know, at U of M, we have M-City. Now we have a larger statewide effort, Planet M, at the old site along the highway, where we've come together and along with state partners to build out an infrastructure for testing at scale autonomous mobility.
Research in the energy sector seems to be going in one direction, while the big utilities and state government are throwing up obstacles to, for example, smaller decentralized renewables such as solar. What happens when research and government policy are not pulling together in the same direction?
Well, I think research and government policy are operating on different time frames. So, you know, one of the beauties of being at a research university is we can take a long-term approach to a major and important issue, not thinking about one election cycle, but thinking about what's in the long-term needs of our society. Without a doubt, we're going to have to convert from a carbon-based economy to a renewable economy, if for nothing else, for the sake of the integrity of our environment. And all three universities are involved in doing research to wean us from fossil fuels that are polluting. The state government, I think, has been slow to change our regulatory schemes, but the economy is taking care of this. As the cost of renewable energy comes down and regulations around pollution are maintained or enhanced, the big utilities are switching their mix of power from coal to natural gas and then ultimately to renewables. So we want to provide the sort of research backbone that will allow industry to make that transition as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Well, they're also doing that at the cost of some of these smaller operations that want to continue to use what's called PERPA to sell energy back. They're also getting the residential kind of solar power used to be net metering, and now the Public Service Commission has said, nope, we're going to scrap that. So is it just about helping the big utilities, or can we help everyone reach these renewable goals?
Well, you know, we don't know what the future looks like. At least for the moment, most homes and businesses are dependent upon a network of transmission of energy from distant sources. It's not all being generated locally. I don't think the technology is on the horizon to use locally generated energy one home or one business at a time. So it'll end up, I'm sure, being a mixture of both major utilities and then emerging technologies driven, you know, usually by startup companies, developing a robust way to provide energy needs that are not degrading our environment.
As we mentioned, you're on Mackinac Island for the big policy conference there. How valuable is an event like that to the goals of the University of Michigan and its University Research Corridor partners?
Well, it's valuable in many ways. In one way, Michigan alumni are all over the place up here. So we had a lovely reception in Stroh's Cottage right next door here, hosted by the Hayward family. The family that manages the hotel is a Michigan alum. And literally hundreds of Michigan's alums are here. And it gives me a pretty exciting view of the impact our university has on the state as a whole. People in leadership positions in public and private sector and media. So that's pretty exciting. But, you know, more broadly, you know, I'm here to lead an organization that's a public organization designed to serve the public. And the better sense I could get of the needs and interests of the public sector here in Michigan, the better I can do my job leading the university. So I've been listening to talks and meeting colleagues and comparing notes so I can better lead the university.
Mark Schlissel is the president of the University of Michigan. He's at the Mackinac Policy Conference talking to state leaders about the University Research Corridor and its contributions to infrastructure improvement. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, a real pleasure. Thanks very much.